This is Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a couple of special guests today. The Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba has exhibits and classes to help everyone out through the transition from the second winter into the third winter and false spring, especially as we continue to do a blend of at-home, in-place activities and starting to get outside and do more things as safety allows and as weather allows as well. But I'm pleased to say that we have Sue Roll, who's with Boniface as Special Projects, and we also have Stacey Burge, Education Coordinator at the Boniface Arts Center. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've got exhibits that are happening, and in fact, the day of this recording is February 25th, and we have an exhibit that's starting today.
Yes, our Youth and Art exhibit opens today. It's featuring over 360 individual artworks. That's down from previous years, but I guess online schooling just isn't the production machine that in-present schooling would do for folks. But 360 pieces of individual art from grades K through 12 here in Delta County, and we have a cool new feature of 500 flying birds, they're actually swallows, that have been individually painted or colored by these young art students. Art Bridges is a foundation that gave us a grant to connect art and the communities we're in, and this is a great way to do it. We have a huge mobile, we have birds flying all over the walls, actually, and we'd love for people to come in and see them.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I was reading about that here, just envisioning that many flying swallows in an area to take in. So that's an outdoor installation that's coming as well?
Yes, part of this exhibit or part of this grant is to connect us with the community. And so we have about 60 to 80 metal swallows that we'll be welding into a outdoor art installation, and that'll be in place by June of this year.
Wow, that's wonderful. So an opportunity to see what the youth in the area are producing in terms of art, and a great opportunity to see not only their individual artworks, but to see all those birds, see all the flying swallows as well. And that exhibit runs for about a month, and that kind of goes into the next exhibit that's happening starting March 26th, right? The Boniface Membership Show.
Well, the Boniface Membership Show is a chance for experienced artists to display new work or new artists to display their work for the first time and get feedback. It's really a very helpful and beneficial exhibit. The application is online on our website, or we can mail it to you if you call us. The artwork and the application are due by March 26th, but the exhibit itself opens on April 1st. No fooling. So that's our next plan.
Yeah, that sounds good. So planning for multiple exhibits over at the Boniface. Again, Youth and Art starts today and runs until March 25th. And then the Boniface Membership Show, applications and the artwork due by March 26th, with that show starting on April 1st. So great to see and hear the exhibits happening at the Boniface. Check out the birds and check out the art from everyone in the local areas. But that's not it. We've also got some classes. And the first one definitely makes my mouth water. Even, you know, as we record this, I've already had breakfast today. You know, I've got lunch plans. But reading about Chinese chicken stew just makes me really, it sounds just right, like any time of the day. So can we hear a little bit about the culinary arts class with what's cooking?
The culinary arts class, what's cooking this month, is going to be with Dale Eklid. And he actually was a teacher in China for 2 years. And I've actually been over to their house for dinner, and let me tell you, it is a treat. They make the best Chinese. He's going to be teaching this. It's called Dapanji, and it translates into chicken on a plate.
Dapanji.
Yeah, it
means big pan of chicken.
Chinese. I do not.
I lived in China for 2 years. And
okay.
This is going to be good stuff.
This is going to be good. So, you know, come on down, learn how to make a new type of winter warm, wonderful dish. And I think, and knowing Dale, there's going to be lots of fun stories too.
Sure. And that's early in March. That's Tuesday, March 2nd at 7, learning how to cook some Chinese and make a nice Chinese chicken stew from Dale Eklund, who spent some time in China. That sounds like a great opportunity. I tell you, I'm jealous that you've been over there to probably smell all those wonderful things that come from his kitchen. So a great opportunity for people to replicate that from home as well. But we also have some more classes too. Women's Self-Defense with Dennis Dufek. This is all about safety and self-defense for women specifically.
It is specifically for women. He wanted to kind of do a class that would empower women to be able to defend themselves in any situation. And it's basically learning some different moves. He has a black belt in Taekwondo, and he is an excellent teacher, very creative man. He also just to learn the different things that you can do without having a gun or a knife or whatever other thing people pepper spray. It's a way for you to learn to defend yourself in any kind of situation that you might be in. So I really encourage women to get out there and be able to have confidence when you're out and about by yourself that you can defend yourself and do something.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely empowering to have that knowledge and that confidence once you learn those skills. With Women's Self-Defense with Dennis Dufek, and that's happening Wednesdays in March, running until May 14th, and it looks like there's one Wednesday class skipped on March 31st, but all the information for these classes is available at bonifacearts.org, right, if you just head to the calendar section?
Yes, absolutely. Go there and sign up.
Super. Okay. Well, then we also have some crafting kind of events. We have canvas weaving with Carol Irving. And I tell you, my wife has taken up using a loom at home. So she's been through all kinds of different crafting. She's got the crafting bug, we'll just say. So this sounds like something that would be kind of similar, canvas weaving.
Canvas weaving with Carol. Carol is a renowned artist when it comes to weaving. Her weavings have been all over and she's won all kinds of awards, and she works on very large looms, but she also does these smaller canvases that she includes different pieces of nature, sticks and shells, and you can bring in any type of thing that you would like to include into the weaving, and it's done actually on a painted canvas. So they warp the canvas and then you go ahead and you weave in all of these different pieces, the yarn and the fabric, they turn out absolutely beautiful. So it's a really neat way to create your own little art piece.
Super. And I'm reading the description too. It says most supplies are included for this class, but maybe bring something along that means something to you in terms of what you want to present on your art. Maybe bringing in some items from either the outdoors, if there's something that would work for that, or maybe some yarn and ribbons.
Right, if there's yarn or ribbons or, you know, like an old shirt of something that you'd like to cut strips of, just weave in there that would mean something to you. Anything like that that's personal, that adds a personal touch to the art. But let me tell you, working with Carol is going to be such a treat. She is just a very, very skilled artist.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great person to take you through the process of canvas weaving. And that class is Monday, March 15th, in the middle of March there at 6 p.m., both online and in studio, it looks like, for that. So that's great. And then we have another kind of crafting event, too. This is for the people who need something for their lips, who get, you know, need that stick of lip balm, but they don't want to have to keep paying, you know, out of pocket to get the expensive stuff to take care of their lips. So tell us about Back to Basics.
Back to Basics is a class done by Jessica Thorson, and she owns Youper Farmhouse. They have actually little goats that they raise on their farm, and they milk these goats, and then they make different products with the milk from these goats. And it's really interesting. We just had a soap class taught by her, and it was really, really a successful class and very informative, a lot to learn, and with this class, learning how to make your own lip balm. She's very talented, knows a lot about different natural products and natural ingredients, and it's just a really fun way to get out. They also raise their own bees, so she will have her own beeswax that she uses in the lip balms. So it's really an interesting kind of get back to nature, get back to the basics, learning how to do things yourself.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful to have such a roots method of making things to take care of ourselves with Back to Basics and making handmade lip balm. That's Thursday, March 18th at 6 p.m. So yeah, that's wonderful to hear about classes and also the exhibits happening at the Boniface. Again, information can be found at bonifacearts.org. But I know that we wanted to talk about one more thing having to do with an anonymous gift to the Boniface.
Yes, we had an anonymous donor give us a substantial enough sum that we were able to kickstart our program to replace a 20-year-old carpet in our upper gallery. So I want to send a big shout out and thank you to all the anonymous donors out there. You know, people who are generous and don't want to be necessarily recognized. They just are comfortable knowing that they've done some good. So if you've ever been an anonymous donor, thank you. And if you're considering doing it, please know that even though names aren't used, the sincerity and appreciation are really there for it. So thank you, anonymous donors.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, if someone wants to become either a known or unknown donor to the Boniface or just wants to find out more information, where should they head to?
They can go to our website, www.bonificearts.org, or they can give us a call. Usually anonymous donations, if someone wants to do that, we have a bookkeeper who takes their information because for tax purposes, it has to be recorded so that they have credit for it. But the rest of us are in the dark. We have a very tight lip.
She's very tight-lipped. She's not going to share anything.
So all they have to let us do it know is that they want to be anonymous and we can make that happen.
Super, super. Well, a great way to give back to the Boniface Arts Center there and find out more information at bonificearts.org. I've been speaking with Sue Roll, working with special projects at the Boniface, and Stacy Burge, the education coordinator, both at Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. Anything else that you two would like to add before we wrap up today?
Nothing here, thanks.
No.
Yeah, it's been great to touch base about what's happening at the Boniface.